a nice win for you guys. Get off to a good start. Missing a couple of starters here tonight, but they really, the ones that filled in for them, did a good job of, you know, kind of filling in for where that you guys needed them to go. And it was nice to see the offense kind of methodically march it down the field, especially with some long drives in that first half.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, we get bumps and bruises, and the thing we really tried to instill in them this week was, you know, yeah, it's week nine, and everybody's guaranteed a week nine mm-hmm. game, but you don't want it to be your last, you know. And with these games, these first-round games being important, you know, you lose, you're done, even if, you know, you qualified for the state competition and all that stuff, so.
Well, and you guys, rarely do you guys get the ball to start off the ball game, and they deferred, but nice three-play drive. Short field on your first series, first two series of the game, and then, you know, you guys have been putting deep in your own territory a few times, very few times this year, but you guys rattle off a 97-yard drive and an 80-yard drive with some touchdowns in that first half. I think that's pretty impressive, and I know there are a couple penalties on Nickerson here and there, but overall to go over 170 yards on a couple of those drives, that shows the stability of your offense and the efficiency.
That's always good. You know, being able to get out of a deep hole like that and finish with a touchdown, drive the length of the field, you know, everybody always wants to do that. And at this point in the game, you know, you got to start making every possession count. And I think, you know, that's one thing we're really trying to focus on, that every time we touch the ball, we need to try to come out with something, you know, whether it's a field goal or a touchdown, that's what we need. So,
defense, you had to be pretty happy how you shut down the run. They like to – it's a triple option, really, what Nickerson was doing tonight. They didn't run a lot of the passing stuff that they had, maybe just because of some of the personnel they didn't have, but they stayed with some of their base offense. And really long first time in a while you've seen a strong running game up the middle, and it was good to see out of that triple option slow them down for the most part.
Yeah, it's one of those things we really tried to make sure that we really hit base on, was you'll be able to stop the run and, you know, force them to try to throw the ball. And I think we did a fairly good job of, you know, there's still little things here and there that you can always work on. Nobody's perfect. Nothing's really perfect. So being able to do things like that's always good.
And coming in here, of course, getting a first-round playoff game at home and being a pretty heavy favorite coming in against the Nickerson team, and this team plays a lot harder than their 2-6 record coming in, no question about it, and to, you know, keep that business-like mentality and really continue that over four quarters, even with the young kids in there, that shows the maturity of this team here in the ninth game of the year.
You know, it's always one of those things that no matter who's in the ball game, you got to understand, you know, even though we're at home and we were gracious enough to be able to get one of those home games, it's one of those deals that it's still a business trip.
Yeah.
You know, we're at home, but we got unfinished business that we need to take care of, and that's just one of those things that we need to do.
Well, next week you remain at home, and it's going to be a familiar foe, a repeat foe, Beloit. And they had a shutout win at Hugoton tonight, 20-0. And really coming in, didn't know how that was going to go, because you knew Hugoton was quite improved from really the first game we saw them. And Beloit's still a pretty solid team, making a five-hour bus trip. And a little shorter for them next week, but still a pretty good team, an improvement of a team that you're going to see in the playoffs next week.
Yeah, you know, they're always a good team. They're well coached, and they're extremely disciplined in some of the things that they do. So, you know, especially with it being a rematch, it one of those deals where it's going to be a chess match. You know, they're going to try to stop what we do well. We're going to try to stop what they do well, and it's just going to come down to who can do the things that they're not good at better. So,
well, congratulations on the win, shutout number 5, and another familiar foe next week in Beloit here at home. And assistant coach Dakota Hayes joining me post game. Congratulations. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Adam.